Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We're heard everywhere. But first, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We are heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We'll be joined by Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the USC Trojans. Good friend Laura Snoke, attorney, will join us. Mark Mancini, hopefully, will join us. The world's worst sports handicapper. We'll have time for Barron Sports Trivia. And there's so much to talk about. We'll talk about the year in sports, obviously. But let me just tell you what happened on Christmas Eve. I was watching all the Christmas movies. My wife was watching all the Christmas movies. And then I turned to ESPN and I saw a one-hour documentary on Boomer Esiason, his son Gunnar Esiason, and cystic fibrosis. Gunnar, of course, was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis when he was very young, and usually you're lucky to live to be 19 or 20. Well, Gunnar is now 33 years of age, congratulations, married with two kids, and I just had to bring that up because, to me, that was the big sports story the last couple of years since they developed a pill that actually that doesn't cure it, but remedies it. And 90% of people with cystic fibrosis can now survive. I think that's spectacular. Chris Collingsworth was on the documentary, and he said, here's a man in Boomer who altered our world. And I think that says it best. He altered our world. He was a good quarterback. He's fine on TV and radio, but he altered the world. People are now living because of Boomer Esiason's commitment. They have raised over $200 million over the last years for the cure, the remedy of cystic fibrosis, and they have the pill. So we're talking sports, but this is more important than just pure sports. I just hope that RFK and his group of idiots doesn't slow up our scientific research going forward. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Of course, next week, the four big games in the college football playoffs, we'll talk about that. Saquon Barkley going for the all-time rushing record, we'll talk about that. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Right now, just with Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and he runs Galaxy Sports, waiting for Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, in the middle of the night. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Laura might be a little bit ill this evening, so I'm not sure about that. But let's talk about what I opened with and the research and the scientific direction of Boomer Esiason, and what Chris Collingsworth said, I think, was the most important of everything. He said he altered the world. They have raised for cystic fibrosis under Boomer Esiason's tutelage more than $200 million. Do you think that RFK and his people will slow that up?
I don't think so. I think RFK wants the best for everybody. You know, bottom line is what Boomer has done. And they were pretty fortunate because, you know, the pill came along right at he was at that point where something needed to be done. And it's just been fantastic. I just don't like what CBS did to him. I mean, the guy has been great on television. He does a CBS sports show in the mornings. And to see what Gunner and he's overcome in his life to have the two kids, I got to see that 30 for 30 as well. And, I mean, it was a tearjerker, Fred. It was unbelievable.
No question about that. You know, you mentioned Boomer and his morning show. You know, it's interesting. I listen to WFAN a lot, and I listen to WIP in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and I listen to KNBR up in San Francisco. And last couple of days, because one of my iPhones went dead, I started listening to Los Angeles morning radio. Now, again, people are on vacation, so maybe it's not fair. But the New York show and the San Francisco show and the Philadelphia show seem to be a whole lot better than the L.A. show. Now, I don't know if you've listened to the L.A. show from where you live in way back in Pennsylvania.
I listen to Petros Papadakis every once in a while, but that's really about it, you know, for me.
And what do you think? What do you think?
I think the show that they do on the early WFAN show in the morning is fantastic. You know, if you look at sports radio in the individual cities, it's not what it once was because I think of Sirius XM and all the blogs. I mean, there's so many podcasts and blogs and, you know, you have so many things going on, Fred. You better have something special to be out there or it's just not going to work, you know?
Well, it's also cheaper to syndicate a national show, no?
I agree 100%.
And so they.
But I will tell you one thing. The hardest part about demographics of national radio is how you find out how many listeners you really have. It's, you know, like on a local station, they have the Arbitron ratings. You can really find out what the audience is, what their demographics are. On national radio shows, it's tough to figure out who's listening, where they're listening from, and what they represent.
Hey, no question about that. You know, let's go back to last Saturday. It's interesting. Folks listening to Sports Overnight America, he's Art Source. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Last Saturday, we had the NFL and we had college football. Now, again, historically, there's a rule that college football used to not be able to be challenged by the NFL until the second Saturday, but that's gone away now, so they can do it anywhere they want.
Because they're both professional leagues, right, Fred?
They're both professional leagues. So last Saturday, there were NFL games, and there were also college games. The NFL outdrew, based on the ratings that I've seen, like 2-1. Any thoughts?
Well, I got to say one thing. They were all blowout games, you know, in the CFP playoffs. I think that didn't help them. I watched all four of the games. I was actually lucky enough to get a 16 parlay that week, which paid marvelously well, I must say. I just took all the favorites in both the NFL games and in the college CFP playoff games, and it all worked out because I had Kansas City in there. You know, I had some great teams. Baltimore was involved, and you know, I've never hit a 16 parlay in my life. But to answer your question, Fred, the one thing I didn't like is the seedings of the CFP playoffs. When the number one team in the country has to play, they're going to be playing Oregon, playing Ohio State. That's two of the best teams in the country. Let's be real here, right?
Right.
Based on what we've seen.
Right.
Yet Penn State, who has probably the worst of the quarterbacks in the entire tournament, you know, they get an SMU team that, you know, basically they're from Dallas, Texas, playing in 25-degree temperatures on the road with 100,000 people going nuts, right? That's really not a great draw. But Penn State wins the game, and then they get Boise State. Now, we know deep down inside Boise State is a good football team, but are they really the number four seed? I can't figure that one out.
Well, the one side of it is that, no, I agree with you. I think the way they set it up was incorrect. The first season of 12, maybe they'll learn from their experience. But the bottom line is, I think you might be surprised. I think Boise State might play this one pretty closely.
I agree. I think Ashton Jonte, in any other season, if there wasn't a Travis Hunter, I think he would have won the Heisman Trophy. The kid's for real. I mean, he's got these thunder thighs. I mean, between him and Scataboo from Arizona State, these kids, you know, they weren't even on the radar before the season. Jonte was, but Scataboo wasn't. Scataboo's last five games, I mean, he reminds me a little bit of the throwback to the old Norm Bouloshes and the bowling balls from Baltimore back in the old Colts days. He's just a tough kid to break down.
You know, also, let's just take it from there. Another college basketball coach quit in the middle of the season.
Yeah, Jim, the Miami coach, Jim Larranaga, what a class act he is. His quote in the USA Today was phenomenal.
He basically,
I have eight guys that we take to the Final Four. We're coming back. We're excited. They all decide they want to get in the transfer portal. Why would you break something like that? If you're good enough as an underclass, you know, group of guys to go to the Final Four, you would think they'd want to get together and come back and try to win the national title, wouldn't you, Fred?
Yeah, I definitely think. But we've said this, and you and I, not giving us credit, but it's a reality. When we first heard that the NCAA and Mark Emmert had made this horrendous mistake of the transfer portal and the NIL, we said on the air it's going to ruin the college game. There are more trades now, college basketball, than in the NBA. More trades in college football than the National Football League. People cannot keep track. I said before, I could memorize, and you, I'm sure you could too, the starting lineups.
You know, Fred, I was looking at my college basketball yearbook that we always joke about, right?
Yeah.
I finally broke it open because basketball season for me, college basketball season, starts after the new year.
Right.
So I'm looking at, you know, I looked at the rankings in the top 25. Then I looked at who they picked, and I'm like, wow, amazing. You know, it's like, how do you keep track of these players? And, you know, coupled with the one and done, which just absolutely drives me nuts. And then, you know, being an old UCLA basketball fan, seeing what that coach is doing. What do you call him, Mook Cronin or something?
the Mook. The
he's
Mook.
Absolutely the worst I've ever seen, Fred.
Okay, you brought him up. Let's talk about that. I was going to give him a pass, but I'm not going to now. Thank you very much. Last Saturday, UCLA's beating North Carolina at MSG, Madison Square Garden, by 16 points with 11 minutes to go. And they managed to blow the game 76-74 to the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Okay. After the game, in the media conference, Mook Cronin goes after one kid on his team. Now, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't think he deserves to be slapped.
Certainly wasn't his fault. He made a couple of poor plays, but the whole team and the coaching was horrendous. You watched the game.
Yep. But he blamed one kid, mentioned his name, and this kid had already used the transfer portal once, so it's not out of the question. He's now going to use it again. Would you want to – listen, you played at the highest level you can in football. I played all the way up. I mean, then I got hurt. But, I mean, so both of us have felt the words of a coach, the verbiage of a coach,
but nobody
attacked me personally. I don't think anybody attacked you personally if you lose a game. And here's a 19-year-old kid or an 18-year-old kid who gets attacked on national television by Mook Cronin. And as you said it, the coaching didn't do too well in the last 11 minutes either.
Yeah, and this is part of, you know, this new process of nowadays. You know, there are certain guys that react to getting a kick in the butt. You know, other guys react to a little positive reinforcement. I think the modern-day kid, you put your arm around him, you say, hey, focus on what you need to do. It's okay. Everybody misses. Physical errors are physical errors, Fred. It happens. It's sports. It's the mental errors and those types of things that coaches get real upset at. But you have to take personal responsibility as the head football coach or head basketball coach, in this case, with Mick Cronin. You don't pick on 17, 18-year-old kids. I mean, and some of them are 25 now. I got to be careful with that because of the portal and the fact they get to spend 8 years in college. But my point is, we lose as a team, we win as a team.
All right, he's Art. I'm Fred. We're going to come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia, and then we'll talk about the year in sports all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. He is Art Source in Pennsylvania. I am Fred somewhere on Mars. You can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. And we play Barron Sports Trivia, where we try to see what 127-year-old Art Source can handle these tough questions in the middle of the night. Are you ready for a couple of questions, Art Source?
As ready as I've ever been.
All right. What major league outfielder appeared in the 1986 movie The Naked Gun? What major league outfielder appeared in the 1986 movie The Naked Gun? I never saw The Naked Gun, but this outfielder definitely appeared in it.
I'm gonna go off the wall and say Mookie Wilson.
Well, that makes sense. This guy was a power hitter.
Oh, a power hitting outfielder.
Yeah.
Daryl Strawberry.
Reggie Jackson actually appeared in The Naked Gun.
Oh, the third grade.
Let me ask you a question. Who's doing, yes. Folks, we're doing baseball because, honestly, I love the winter baseball meetings. They're over now, but this free agency is very exciting. Let's see what happens to Teoscar Hernandez, formerly of the Dodgers, maybe back to the Dodgers and players like that. So that's why we're doing baseball in this circumstance. But who does more commercials, Shaq or Jason Kelce?
I think Shaq does. Shaq is prolific. I mean, the guy, I believe he's actually on the board of like 7 or 8 different companies. And I mean, his commercials, he's just got such a great personality. I remember when he played, he would, you know, he'd dive out of bounds to catch a ball. And there'd be a guy sitting there eating his popcorn, and he'd grab his popcorn and, you know, have a couple bites of it. Shaq has got a personality that's one of the most incredible of all time. And now you got Charles Barkley. He's making a big move into the commercials. So, I mean, you know, I think it's fabulous. Kelce's hilarious as well. But I just think Shaq is preeminent in that domain.
Why do you think the CNN show King Charles didn't make it?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Who really cares about either one of them?
Well, I mean, they're big names.
Big names. Hey, I was saddled with listening to Burleson, okay, call on Netflix. And I know you made a stand and decided you weren't going to purchase Netflix for the games. But, I mean, I'm listening to Ian Eagle, or not Ian Eagle, but his son, who's a really good broadcaster. And you know, and I'm saying to myself, really? And Burleson had this bright red velour coat on, and, I mean, he's on every show there is at CBS. I mean, he's worse than Michael Strahan. Did anybody else get a shot somewhere? I mean, there's got to be people who are between him and Brady. What are they going to do? Just lay down and give him the entire world?
You know, it's interesting with Tom Brady. Again, I have the red zone, so I don't get to watch most of the time. I don't watch a whole lot of him because I'm watching. They're switching back and forth between all the games. But the times I've heard him, A, he doesn't have necessarily the voice for radio, and I don't think he's adding anything.
No, he's not. He has more gaffes. You know, he had what did he call you? He called Jake Elliott, David Akers, Najee Davenport. Did he play in Alabama? I don't remember him. I mean, he makes a lot of mistakes is what I'm saying, Fred. And you know what? My theory on that is he's the owner, a part owner of an NFL franchise. He has everything he wants, he gets. It's basically, come on in, Tom, you're in charge. They're paying the guy $325 million, and he didn't even do a preseason game. I mean, at least Tony Romo, when he first came out, he worked a couple of preseason games with Jim Nantz, got himself out there, made it feel good. You know, and now I look at Brady, and I think that's a perfect situation where maybe they should have let Greg Olsen stay in the booth and have a three-man booth with Brady as he gets broken in.
Not bad idea. The Netflix thing, I was happy. One game is 29-10 and the other game is 31-2. I think Netflix deserved that. But there weren't any apparently streaming problems. So from that aspect, they
won. Let me tell you, I got to say one thing about, you know, the linear versus the streaming.
Right.
Streaming has come a long way in the last couple of years. It really has. They had a shot. I don't know what camera they were using down from the field where everything looked like a movie. Everything was in like 3D kind of. And I've never seen that, even though I have some of the highest tech TVs there are. I've never seen that before. And I thought it was really fascinating in a lot of ways.
Folks, did you spend the dough for Netflix? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Let's go back to Barron Sports Trivia. With Art Source back in Pennsylvania and 127 years of age, Art Source.
I'm actually pulling my way into Atlantic City right now.
What Hall of Famer homered in his final at bat, September 30th, 1960? What Hall of Famer homered in his final at bat?
Teddy Ballgame. Ted Williams.
Ted Williams. You know, it's interesting. Correct. Ted Williams, considered to a lot of people not the nicest of guys, with not a personality. But I saw him on What's My Line. I saw it, you know, a long time ago, and then I've seen a couple reruns now. He was funny. I mean, he was funny with the folks of What's
and,
My Line.
From everything that I've heard, and I've told you the story about when I worked for Mizuno Sporting Goods, sitting down the right field line in Winter Haven, listening to him on a park bench, watching a spring training game, talk hitting for nine innings with Al Kaline. And Al Kaline, and I mean, those are two great baseball players. And he was talking about seeing the red dot on the slider and how he, you know, hoped to get two good pitches he could drive in a ball game. The guy was like, it was like a doctorate or you know, even like a physics of hitting. I mean, and what amazes me is I've just read recently that the Yankees came to him after he retired and wanted him to be a pinch hitter on the team in like 61, 62. And he came really close to coming back with the Yankees because he could hit. And a lot of people don't realize that your legs go far before your ability to hit goes. You know, but could you imagine if the DH would have been around in those days and he wouldn't have served 5.5 years in the military as a jet pilot? What his records would have been?
Unbelievable. There's no question. He'd have been up there with Barry Bonds with the 762, I think, as far as home runs are concerned, or close to it. All right. All-time leader in Major League games played at first base. All-time leader in games played by a first baseman might have been Art Source. What do you think?
First base.
Who?
I know Lou Gehrig played 2,130 times. I'm just trying to figure this one out here. First baseman hanging around forever, huh?
Yeah. Had to be more than 21-30.
Oh, it definitely has to be. How about Eddie Murray?
Eddie Murray is correct. How did you get that?
I pulled it out of the past. I have no idea.
Gotta give you credit.
Probably the most underrated switch hitting player in Major League Baseball history. I mean, the guy was just, what did he wind up home run wise? Over 500, right?
I think so, yeah. All right.
A Los Angeles boy, too. Was he not a Los Angeles high school athlete?
Let's talk about home runs. When the Babe, the Bambino, retired after the 35 baseball season with 714 homers, who was second place at that point? 714. Who was in second place?
That was Jimmy Fox after him or before him?
Jimmy Fox was during him.
Okay. So I would have to go with – I'm going to either have to go with Mel Ott or Jimmy Fox.
You know, Mel Ott was Vin Scully's favorite player growing up. Folks don't know this, but Vinny was a Giant fan, Giant fanatic, and then did pretty well.
Didn't they tell a story, Fred, about him being underneath the radio as a kid? Because, you know, in the old days, those radios were like the old console TVs, the big
right.
ones.
Right.
He could really hear. He could hear the crowd noise. And great story. I've read a bunch of the books on Vinny. Amazing, amazing man.
He's gone in August. It'll be 3 years. It's hard to believe. Ben Scully to me was.
I got to tell you, Fred, I used to love when he'd do an occasional Major League Baseball MLB Network game late. And, you know, I would stay up and just listen to him do the game. And it brought me back to a childhood where I'd be in bed with my transistor radio and you know, my dad would come in. What are you doing? You go to sleep. You got to school in the morning, you know, and I'd turn the radio down real low. Then I got my little transistor with the earpiece. And I loved listening to, you know, Enberg and Don, you know, Bob, what was his, Wells? Don Wells.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back and discuss this year in sports, Art Source. I am Fred. Email us sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Happy you are aboard. I am Fred, along with Art Source from Galaxy Sports. He formerly kicked for the Rams and the USC Trojans. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And Art, big story in your mind, the biggest story in 2024 in the world of sports. What might that have been?
You know, I see about three or four different ways we could go with this one. One thing that I'm most heard about is a lot of my heroes passed away. I talk about Jerry West, you know, just recently, Ricky Henderson, Willie Mays. So that's one of the big stories that you got to throw out there. The other one would be, you know, Caitlin Clark and what she accomplished, you know, as a woman basketball player. Doubling the ratings in the championship game for women's basketball. And we've always joked about it, right? And then you got to throw Simone Biles in there for what she did in the Olympics. You know, there's a lot of stuff you can talk about. You know, I did notice something in AP the other day. They were talking about the four coaches, which it's actually three, that have won a national championship and a Super Bowl, and they threw Jim Harbaugh in there. And I'm wondering, are there any editors anymore in these major newspapers? I mean, who does the editing at AP when you throw Jim Harbaugh in there as one of the four coaches? Barry Switzer did it with Jimmy Johnson's team. But, I mean, Pete Carroll. How about Pete Carroll and the Bears, Fred? You think that could happen?
Well, his name is certainly popping up. Watching the Bears on Thursday night, they could definitely use some offense. But okay.
Is that a little bit scary? Yeah, 6-3.
Let me say this: you played for USC. Caleb Williams, I don't think it's his fault. I mean, they keep saying he's getting sacked 67 times. That offensive line is not giving him a shot. I don't think it's a question of him holding on
the
ball too long.
Bears offensive line, Fred, the best block they have is the lookout block.
Yeah.
I mean, and guys are coming not even being touched, not free. And I don't care how good, how agile, how mobile you are, your escapability. You know, maybe Lamar Jackson can get away. He can probably get away while he's pulling his pants up, too. But it's amazing to me that they're really on this kid the way they are. And, I mean, A, they've got to give the ball to the running back. He does a great job. They get 7-8 yards every time they run. And then they go back to the passing game. And I'm like, what is going on? The people in the crowd, if you watch the game, I mean, it was like these Bears fans, I felt bad for them. Really felt bad for them, Fred. But, Fred, I want to know what you think is the most focal point in the world of sports in 2024.
The biggest story to me?
Yeah.
Again, it goes, well, there are two directions. It goes back to the NIL and the transfer portal as our collegiate sports, in my mind, have died. And I don't know if we can ever bring them back because there's no athlete, student athlete or parent who's going to allow this to be taken away. But at this point, the guys are transferring two and three times, transferring before the bowl games, after the bowl games, in between the bowl games. And they've set up December 9 to December 28, when you can get into the transfer portal, which is totally insane in college basketball the same. But that's a negative thing. The positive for me as a Dodger fan, the Dodgers used 17 starting pitchers because of the fact that they had so many injuries. They were one game from losing to the San Diego Padres in the playoffs, and they win the World Series. And a miracle is the Yankees.
Hey, Freddie Freeman did his this is unbelievable thing. I mean, that was one of the great moments in baseball history. It'll go down that way. But there's another thing that I think we overlook a little bit. Shohei Ohtani, the performance he put on the field that night in Miami, where he had the 10 RBIs, and that upper deck shot that he hit, I mean, I got to tell you, wow, that was. And now that we know that he had really had some physical problems last year with his shoulders, I mean, when this guy's 100% healthy, is there a better baseball player in the last 20 years?
And he might pitch next year. Who knows?
What? Personally, if he does pitch, I would like to see him be a closer. Okay, a closer that, you know, I mean, not just close every game, but I don't want to see him go out and hurt himself. That's the one thing that scares me about Shohei, because he throws that pitch, that forkball, you know, the splitter, they call it. That anybody that's ever thrown that pitch has had the Tommy John surgery, because what it does is it separates the ligaments in your forearm. And, I mean, you have to have big hands to throw it in the first place. But I just don't think it's a natural motion, and that's one of my theories on it. But, hey, how about Walker Buehler getting a nice little deal, one-year deal, believing in himself with the Boston Red Sox? That was a beautiful thing, I think.
$21 million. Dodgers could have re-signed him, but, again, I think they think that everybody's going to be healthy. And we know better than that.
Friedman thought the same thing last year, Fred. The other thing that was amazing was Chris Sale having the great year that he had in Major League Baseball with the arm angle. And then the Mets, Sean Manea, decided after watching video that he would lower his arm angle, not much, just enough to be a little sideways. And all of a sudden, his ERA dropped by 3 runs. And he had one of the great years. He turns around and signs a 3-year, $75 million deal with Steve Cohen and the Mets. So here come the Mets. If they get Alonso back, Mets and the Dodgers, you know, what a starting opening three hitters that is.
All right, but how much would you pay Alonso based on the $20 million per season that other first basemen are getting, or $12.5 million in one case?
He's a two-tool player. But he did have the biggest home run in history for the Mets.
Yeah,
against the Brewers in the playoffs.
Right,
but I'm not a big Alonso fan. I mean, if Mark Mancini was on the show, I'd tell Mark Mancini to call the Pirates and tell him to get Alonso to play first base for the Pirates, and they'd actually have a chance to compete a little bit in that Central Division. But Bellinger going to the Yankees—that's another great thing, because his dad played for the Yankees and won 2 World Championships, if I'm not mistaken.
And he can play any position you ask him to play, first base or any of the outfield positions. So that helps the Yankees immensely as far as the loss of Soto is concerned. Let me ask you a question as a former professional golfer. In 2024, Chichi Rodriguez passed away. Your comments about that?
Well, I got to spend some time with Cheech, and I'll tell you a great story, Fred. We're at the tradition in Scottsdale, Arizona on the Renegade course. This is probably 24 years ago. And Nicklaus had just sold, the great man he was, Jack Nicklaus, had just sold McGregor Sporting Goods for $680 million. Pretty incredible money in the early 90s. Trevino's on one side of him, and Chi-Chi's on the other side of him. And they're both hitting balls, and, you know, they're giving him the needle, and Chi-Chi was awesome. And Chi-Chi looks at Jack, and he reaches in his golf bag, pulls out a stack of, you know, of 10 grand with the wrapper still on it,
right
over at Jack's feet. And then Trevino reaches in his bag, does the same thing, throws it over. He goes, can a couple of poor Mexicans and Puerto Ricans get a contract with you? Oh my God! And Jack goes, like, you two are hurting for money. Yeah, but we don't have $685 million, Big Jack.
All right, another passage in 2024. A Trojan, O.J. Simpson, your comments.
You know, I got to spend some great times with O.J. when he was running through airports and doing the right thing and carrying the Olympic torch down the Coast Highway in Laguna Beach. His son, Jason, almost came and played for Cedric and I at Laguna Beach High School. The O.J. that I knew was a wonderful man. I don't know what happened, Fred. He wasn't the same. And, you know, he was a great football player. He was a great guy when I knew him up until 1988, probably. And, you know, I did help teach him how to play golf. He did have a wicked slice.
Folks, you didn't hear that on Sports Overnight America, but you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Interesting to me, anyways, how important that trial was of O.J. Simpson, because I was having surgery, so I was a little bit worried. But it wasn't cancer, but it was for me, it was a serious operation. The second to last day of the O.J. trial, and there were people there, and I'm sure some of them were having cancer surgery and things like that. They were watching the TV like you wouldn't believe. I mean, folks, if you were just a kid then, and you don't know what that trial meant to this nation. Any comments about that?
Well, Marsha Clark, Mr. Darden, you know, I guess probably the greatest group of attorneys ever assembled, Johnny Cochran. You know, that was the dream team. You know, we talk about great dream teams in basketball, but I've always believed, you know, I took a political science course at USC called Democracy for the Few. If you have enough money and you have some sharp mouthpieces behind you, there's probably nothing you can't get away with. And that was proven that day, in my opinion. But
it's been proven,
a lot of friends of mine knew O.J. very well, like Al Cowlings and Cedric Hardman. And, you know, they basically told me the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so, I mean, I have no doubts in my mind. But then again, you know, it comes down to a jury trial. And if one person believes you're innocent, and they will, are 12 Angry Men, the great movie of all time, right?
Yeah, one of the best, no question. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and wrap up this hour, the year in sports 2024. He is Art Source. I am Fred. Again, I think I have long COVID. This throat thing is driving me nuts. We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And Art Source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania, and also the former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. We're talking what happened in 2024. And 6 months ago, we lost Bill Walton. Now, let me state this. I think as a collegiate player, he may have been the best player of all time. The 21 for 22 against Memphis in the finals will never be matched by anybody. And the top 50 in the pros, even with all his injuries. As an announcer, I couldn't stand him. I had to turn the sound down or turn the sound off. I couldn't take him because he would talk about other subjects. But we lost him at 70, and it happened very quickly, because usually you hear things or see things like this. And Art, Bill Walton passing away June of 2024.
Well, I got to meet Bill a couple of times. He was he did commercials for a dealership that I was the internet manager for, an Infiniti dealership in Mission Viejo, and he was gregarious. He was who you always knew he was, loquacious as hell. I loved him as a player. I kind of agree with you as a broadcaster, because I'm a play-by-play guy, and he would always talk over the play-by-play man. But a lot of great broadcasters we lost. We lost the play-by-play voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Donovan, 68 years old.
Yeah.
We lost a PGA Tour broadcaster by the name of Mark Carnevale, two-time champion. He was 64. Peter Oosterhaus, who was a great broadcaster for CBS Golf, Sky Sports, and the Golf Channel. Chris Mortensen, one of my favorite all-time guys. I'm an NFL nut. I mean, Chris used to always... I could call him and we could talk about anything there was. By the way, Mike Lombardi is going to be working for Bill Belichick at the University of North Carolina. What do you think of that?
Well, we've had Mike on the show a couple of times. Hopefully, yeah. he'll do a good job as far as
but
that
it's,
is
you know, it's kind of sad for me, Fred, looking back at all the great broadcasters and watching them. I mean, like, Don Crickey is very close to me, and we get along great. And I used to love when he did Notre Dame football. I was thinking about the old Cotton Bowl and Lindsey Nelson and that twangy Tennessee voice that he had. It's sad, but I guess it comes down to last one living just to turn out the lights.
All right, for Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.